The CBC Vancouver Orchestra, conductor John Elliott Gardner, violinists Stanley Ritchie and Elizabeth Wilcock in a concerto for two violins in D by Antonio Vivaldi here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, the music of Vivaldi is going to be a big part of the concert Holiday Magic with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, which is on Tuesday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at Country Club Christian Church. A trio of wonderful Vivaldi concertos, plus Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. Holiday Magic with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra at Country Club Christian Church, Tuesday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Find out more at kcchamberorchestra.org. Support for music programming on KPR Today comes from Michelle Gray of Mission, Kansas, on her birthday. Happy birthday from everyone at Kansas Public Radio, Michelle, and thank you for your support. Some Beethoven next. We're with flutist James Galway and pianist Philip Mall with a sort of reworking of a Beethoven string trio into a serenade for flute and piano in D, next on KPR.
Thank you.
a sort of reinterpretation of a Beethoven string trio, a serenade for flute and piano by Beethoven and Dee, played by James Galway and pianist Philip Moll on Kansas Public Radio. In just about 15 minutes from now, we'll have the news from NPR at the top of the hour, and we've got classics, of course, till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com. We have a recording in front of us now by the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic and the music by composer Charles Camilleri, who was born in 1931 on the island of Malta. And the music of Malta, and indeed the Mediterranean, that was his speciality. We'll listen to an orchestral creation he whipped up back in the 50s, Mediterranean Dances, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Mediterranean Dances from composer Charles Camilleri, performed by the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic, Michael Laus, the conductor, on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. We'll get into some more classical music in the next hour, which will bring us Mozart and an Irish symphony, one by Charles Villiers Stanford. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years, with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications are at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is vowing to crack down on legal migrants and review all Afghan immigrants admitted under the Biden administration after one of the West Virginia National Guard members shot this week not far from the White House died from her injuries. Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years old. The suspect is a 29-year-old Afghan national. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Trump announced Beckstrom's death during a conference call with military leaders.
Her parents are with her. This just happened. She was savagely attacked. She's dead.
A second National Guard soldier remains in critical condition. Federal authorities have identified the alleged gunman as an Afghan refugee. In a social media post, Trump called for a pause on migrants from what he described as third world countries and said many foreign nationals living in the U.S. legally should be deported. Federal officials say they've begun a reexamination of migrants' green cards, scrutinizing legal residents from Afghanistan and at least 18 other countries. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced today his controversial chief of staff has resigned as a corruption probe involving prominent officials widens. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Zelensky has been under pressure to fire Andrei Yermak over suspicions that he was involved.
In a video posted to social media, Zelensky said Ukraine must be strong and unified as it heads into peace negotiations with the Trump administration in the coming days. For internal strength, there should be no reason to be distracted by anything other than the defense of Ukraine, he said. Anti-corruption officials searched Yermak's house as part of their investigation into the siphoning off of $100 million from the state nuclear power agency. Yermak's experience dealing with the Trump administration will be missed, but he was becoming a liability. Russia wants Ukraine to make mistakes, said Zelensky. There will be no mistakes on our part. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
Hong Kong police arrested another 8 people today in connection with the fire that tore through a high-rise apartment complex Wednesday. At least 128 people were killed. Officials warn that number may rise. About 200 people are still missing. Officials say fire alarms were not working properly. 3 people were arrested yesterday. Markets closed at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today after being closed yesterday for Thanksgiving. The Dow closed up 289 points. The Nasdaq closed up 36, and the S&P closed up 151. NPR's Scott Horsley reports markets opened higher this morning.
Futures trading on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange was halted for hours overnight due to problems with computer servers at a data center in Illinois. Trading resumed this morning. And UPS says its MD-11 cargo planes, grounded since a deadly crash in Kentucky earlier this month, will likely remain out of service throughout the peak holiday shipping season.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. There's a thrilling go-around with the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra, conductor Terje Mikkelsen, and something called the Norwegian Artists' Carnival, a little suite, by composer Johan Svendsen of the 19th century, the other famous Norwegian composer of that time, apart from Grieg. Elsewhere in the program, we'll hear music of Grieg and his piano concerto. That'll be between 2 and 3 p.m. For this hour, among other things, we've got an Irish symphony for you a bit later, Symphony No. 7, from composer Charles Villiers Stanford with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Stay tuned for that, and more classical delights as the afternoon unfolds. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Well, as promised, we have some Mozart for you now, and something that he composed in the year 1782, which was a good year for Mozart. It was the year that he was married and saw the premiere of his opera, The Abduction from the Sorelia, which was an unresounding success. It was in that background that he embarked on some chamber music for a friend of his and a horn player named Josef Leutgeb, a horn quintet in E-flat major, one which we'll hear next played by the members of Collegium Arium, with a horn played by Walter Lexett on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Mozart, and his horn quintet in E flat major, written in 1782, performed by the members of Collegium Marium, and the horn played by Walter Lexett here on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. We've got classical music till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Next on KPR, we have a symphony from one of the leading figures in English music of the late 19th century, an Irish composer named Charles Villiers Stanford, one of the founders of the Royal College of Music. Someone whose music and teaching were very impactful for many of the English composers of the early 20th century. What we'll listen to is his final symphony, one written in 1911, a very pastoral and expressive work, Symphony No. 7 in D minor. We're with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, next on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Symphony No. 7 in D minor, the final symphony of the Irish Romantic composer Charles Villiers Stanford, composed in 1911. Played by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is just around the corner. And in the next hour of music, as promised earlier, we'll bring you Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto. That and much more still to come on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Catch Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A 24-year-old National Guardsman remains in critical condition after being shot Wednesday near the White House. A second member of the National Guard, 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom, died of her wounds yesterday. A suspect is in custody. He's identified as a 29-year-old Afghan national who had worked with the CIA during the war in Afghanistan. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Perot, says he'll be charged with murder in the first degree. She says the investigation continues.
We continue to seek warrants and to execute on those warrants, even as we speak, not just in Washington, the state of Washington, but in other areas around the country to get everything that we need to make sure that this prosecution is as factful as we need in terms of the law and the evidence.
She was interviewed this morning on Fox News. Black Friday is still the busiest shopping day of the year, and so is the weekend into Cyber Monday. This year, despite low consumer sentiment and shoppers' lingering anxiety about tariffs, inflation, and uncertainty, retailers are predicting record sales. NPR's Lena Seliuk reports.
The National Retail Federation forecasts that sales will top $1 trillion for the first time, spent on gifts, food, and decorations. That would be growth of about 4% compared to last year, which is similar to what we saw last holiday season. Other forecasts are less exuberant. Deloitte, for example, predicts growth of about 3%. Still, this promises a shopping season that's far from the flop many feared earlier in the year when President Trump began to launch tariffs on almost all imports. In part, that's because tariffs rolled out in fits and starts with delays, giving retailers time to stock up without setting skyrocketing prices. Also worth noting that much of the spending is being propped up by wealthier shoppers. Alina Seluk, NPR News.
Stocks rose during an abbreviated post-Thanksgiving session today. All the major indexes gained ground. Israeli forces shot and killed two young Palestinian men in the occupied West Bank after they knelt on the ground and appeared to surrender. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
The killings took place in the northern West Bank city of Jenin, where the neighboring refugee camp has been the focus of an ongoing Israeli military operation for almost a year. In the videos, the two Palestinian men come out of a garage holding their hands up and lifting their shirts to show they're unarmed. They're ordered to their knees and comply before gunshots ring out and the men slump to the ground, apparently dead. One Israeli soldier can be seen.